Good evening, American Fork High School. This is Ryan H. Turner from Orange County, California, adjudicating you tonight here at the Rocky Mountain Invitational on October 18th, 2016. I'll be looking at your show in the area of visual effect. It is, as always, a distinct honor and privilege for me to be up here in Utah to be able to see this fantastic organization, and I certainly hope my comments are of some use to you. I'm looking very much forward to seeing what you have to present tonight. I want to wish you the very, very best of luck and skill. We'll be with you in just a second. I'm not sure if this is a pre-show or not. It's been a little bit... Okay, never mind. Very unique way of coming in with the choreography. Very unique. Oh, wow. Very, very dramatic. Look at that card. Wow. Such precision and such professionalism out there. Ah, very, very, very nice opening. Completely gets the crowd engaged and involved in what you're doing. A little bit of a precision issue down here in the front block. I like the trade-off between the marching and the pausing over here in the front block. Very well done. Great moves. Great amount of training that the kids show, being asked to do a vast amount of things, to which requires a lot of thinking, a lot of intellectual depth from the kids, and a dedication to their craft for sure, and they're showing that. Every time I look at the guard, I'm just seeing precision. Great placement of the trumpets here. They just came out of nowhere. I didn't even see them coming. And the woodwinds answer. Little precision issues over there in the woodwind block. Nothing major. Just cleaned it up. That transition into the block, out of the hats, for the prop movers was a little questionable. And I know that's a really small point to make when you see the bigger picture going on right now. But just I'm just trying to, those little edges are the things that can just make this show so fantastic. Really interesting what the woodwinds are doing. That pair work is really cool. The little brass element over here. My eyes went right to you. Yeah, French horn's good. Oh, yeah, it's watch it, woodwinds over there that were kind of trotting. You were starting to get out of control with your body, and you were really standing out. Okay. Very interesting production. Really well-placed color guard elements, staged well, with a vast amount of demand being placed on the individual performer, really requiring them to think and to be on top of their responsibilities. As we transition now into a completely different mode of music here, again, I just marvel at how well trained the everyone is on the field. I mean, the guard is a completely separate set of training, but I'm looking at the wind specifically, about how well they move. And everybody knows where to go. Again, that may sound stupid, but it's actually really smart when... I'm not talking about what I'm saying. It's accurate, I should say, in the sense that when you're doing scatter moves and what have you, like you guys are coming out from behind the hats, there's nobody that doesn't look like they don't know where... Nobody looks like they don't know where they're going. Yeah, that's why I said it right. So everybody looks very polished as into where they're supposed to end up. Look at this set. What a beautiful set with very little deviations. Some just minor things that can be worked on from your visual staff. Beautiful color guard moment over on side one. Just loving it. Absolutely loving it. Yeah, just a... If you're going to do that, if you're going to take the chance to do what you're doing right now, you got to be perfect with your spacing. It's just a little gray area down here on the front arc, down on the 30-yard line side two. Beautiful explosion into this. Look at that. Look at everybody is just so into what they're doing out there. The continuity of the show, by the way, is superb. Absolutely no breaks. I love it. Go, drumline. Look at you, winds. Yeah, that was awesome. Very simple, but so effective. Great, great transition to bring the tenors down. That was so smooth, and I watched it happen. It was awesome. Smart work by the designer, whoever your designer is, was able to just do that so seamlessly. And this is one of those moments where you plan it, you know? This is where you know back in, like, you know, July that you're going to have a tenor feature there. Come on, snares. Got to add a step snare. There you go, buddy. I'm not saying much because there's not much to say when I'm looking at such greatness. Ah, precision over here, guys, on the woodwind block, the wedge as you, on the side two side as you opened up out of that. That was a little rough. So let's watch that, okay? Great entrance from the flags as we're going backfield. Very exciting moment. Beautiful color. Awesome. Yeah. A very well put together production with some minor flaws in terms of just precision and the overall excellence department. But other than that, I don't have much to say. It's just a well done production from beginning to end with almost a perfect continuity to it. The pacing was perfect. A lot of fantastic aesthetic and intellectual and emotional qualities out there that you controlled with high level of training, of movement, of body, of the knowledge of the body by the wind players was just so great to see that and being performed so well and so professionally. I really admire this program every year I see you. I appreciate all your efforts, and I hope you have a great rest of the season. Thank you, you guys.